For rancher Raymond McDaniel, using the wind to make electricity is nothing new. He did it in the 1920s on his family's West Texas ranch west of Abilene.
Our wind generation was a little 24-volt system that had some batteries. And so when the wind blew, you charged the batteries, and then at night you plugged in the lights, just lights. And they were great.
Today, McDaniel's ranch, the Elm Cattle Company, has 57 giant wind turbines, and at peak output, each one grinds out enough electricity to power about 350 homes.
We can ranch right around the turbines. They don't interfere with any of our ranching operations. And the income stream from the turbines has been a blessing.
McDaniel and other wind ranchers are paid a royalty by energy companies every time one of those giant propellers turns. But the relatively few number of electric transmission lines is a problem. Those lines connect the wind farms in West Texas to the big cities like Dallas and Houston.
Well, you know, we've got the systems. They're up there. They're running. They're turning. We're making the electricity. We just have no way to get it to the people that need it and want it.
Ned Ross of FPL Energy is standing under a giant turbine at the Horse Hollow Wind Energy Center in West Texas. It's the world's largest wind farm.
You're standing in the middle of how many turbines can you see from, you know, just within your sight line? You can probably see 100 turbines. And the only one you can hear is the one you're literally standing underneath. And that blade's going right by you right now at about 50, 60 feet over your head.
Those turbines represent a gamble. Each one cost over $2 million. FPL is betting they'll find a market for their power, and they can get that electricity to the people who need it.
We produce energy. We don't produce wind energy, okay? The power goes onto the grid, and it gets sold into the market at whatever the market price will bear, and that's what we earn for it.
These days, the market can bear a lot, and the wind gamble is paying off. The state wants more power, and the Texas Public Utility Commission is going to spend about $5 billion to get it from wind. State Representative Mike Villarreal of San Antonio wanted them to adopt an even more aggressive plan.
Those of us who care about clean air, alternative energy, green jobs, affordable energy, it's an important step forward. We should celebrate this victory and not give up. It's only the beginning.
Villarreal says that with the new transmission lines, wind power will grow from providing about 4% of the state's electricity to nearly 23%. San Antonio's CPS Energy took a different approach. It lobbied the PUC to build fewer transmission lines. Teresa Brown Cortez is CPS Energy's spokesperson.
So we're a very large proponent of wind, and we want to encourage its growth, very much so. But we just want it to be done in a very responsible way.
CPS Energy warned that the transmission lines are too expensive, but supporters of wind power say every dollar spent on the lines will result in a $3 savings in power. The cost of the new transmission lines will be passed on to electricity bill payers across the state, about $4 a month. But those bill payers will also see a larger energy savings. And for ranchers like Raymond McDaniel, those wind royalty checks will continue to blow in. Reporting from Abilene, David Martin Davies, KERA News.